This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I was calling with a ghost story from a while back, probably 10 years ago. I was just newly starting out in paranormal investigation, and I went to a training weekend at a famous hotel. So this hotel was built by a big rich guy. I'm going to try to be vague because I don't want to get sued for slander. So part of the weekend, you got to get a tour from a worker of the hotel who told you some of the ghost stories as he had been told them by different staff members and the history of the hotel and so on and so forth. So it was a really good, interesting, historically based type of investigation to do. So the scary part came when we were doing a tour of this rich hotel that in its heyday, rich people would go there to vacation for the season. Like they would stay there all winter, or not winter, like fall or spring or summer. For a while they had a section of the hotel that was, it would take care of people who were sick. I can't remember exactly what the sickness was, but it was something to do with people who had trouble breathing. Anyway, so we're in this hotel room and there's a psychic lady in the hotel room who's telling us a ghost story about that room. And she was saying that one of the things that happens in that room is you'll be sitting in the room and you'll hear big footsteps come down the hall outside, big loud stomping footsteps, and then someone would bang on the door really hard, like bang, bang, bang. And it was so loud, it would scare people, and so they couldn't rent that room out. It happened quite frequently. Where she's telling the story, this woman, who was a ghost, she entered the room from the closet door and walked through the room, through the people who were in the room listening to the story, and I was terrified, just like, I can't believe I'm seeing this. And this woman came into the room and she sat down and she was very sad, and she sat down on the bed next to me. And she was listening to the ghost story. And they were telling, so I'm just terrified. I'm just like absolutely frozen. Like, does nobody else see this? I'm obviously crazy. What's going on? But I'm just frozen. And mind you, she wasn't scary at all. She was sad. And I could feel her sadness getting stronger and stronger. And so then people in the crowd started asking questions like, do you know who was banging at the door? Do we know why? And the tour guide was saying, no, we don't know. We suspect that it might have been maybe a janitor or this, that. I don't remember. I wasn't really listening because I was focusing on the girl. So the girl, she almost was speaking in my mind, almost like replaying what was happening as we're listening to this story, and I could hear almost in my head the loud banging of a giant fist on the door. Now, this didn't happen in real life, but it was so loud it scared me, and it made her jump, and she jumped up from the bed. And she was pacing back and forth, and she was frantic that he was going to get her, that he was coming for her, and he was going to get her. And she went over to the window, which was a very tiny window, and she was trying to open it. She was trying to pry it open. And I'm watching this whole thing play out, and I'm getting terrified for her. It's almost like I was feeling her fear. And my heart was racing, that he was going to get her. And I think she called him Big Eddie, maybe. Anyway, she got the window open and climbed out of it. And then it was over. So after I calmed down, I asked the tour guide, what floor are we on? Aren't we on like the third floor? And she said, yes, we're on the third floor. And I said, are there fire escapes on this building? And she said, there are, but they were added later. They weren't part of the original building. And I said, how many people jumped out of the windows and committed suicide here? And she just, the psychic lady just looked at me and she said, funny you should ask that, because there was a woman who jumped from this very room and landed in the patio below. There was a garden or a patio where people could sit. And she just, and nobody knew why. She seemed happy with her job. But she jumped out of the window to her death, and they don't know why. So later on, as we're wandering up and down that hall, I ran into this woman again. She was back. And she was telling me in my head, and I have no way to back this up, no historical proof for this at all. But she said what happened was, when the girls were hired to work in the Richie Rich Hotel, you were hired if you were beautiful. That was part of the allure. Men would come, and some of them would go hunting. Some of them were there because they were sick. Some of them were just vacationing. They would even bring their wives. And sometimes they would want to, or have affairs with the ladies who worked at the hotel. And it was a very strict policy that you were not to have an affair with the rich gentleman and get pregnant. I don't know how at this point in time they thought there was no birth control. I don't know how they controlled that, but if a girl had an affair with a rich gentleman and she would be given her ticket home and sent packing with no pay for that week. So I believe like the first, that's the matter, but... So if a girl got pregnant, they would be sent packing. And so the girls all knew, you don't get pregnant. And if you, but a couple of them did. A couple of them fell in love, or they thought they were in love. And then the rich gentleman would go to the owner of the hotel. We'll call him Bill, because I don't want to give away too much which hotel. And the rich gentleman would say, look, one of your poor workers, although beautiful, I can't have this kind of scandal. She's telling me she's pregnant. She's telling me she wants to come home with me. I need you to take care of the problem. And they would pay the hotel owner to take care of the problem. Make it go away. So the hotel owner, the thing was that the girls would be fired and sent home in disgrace. But what really happened was he would send Big Eddie to get the girls and their belongings and take them to the train station. But when the girls would be taken out by Big Eddie, who was very mean and very cruel, they were never heard from again. And it took the girls a while to figure that out. They don't know if he did something to them or if they were sent to nunneries, but I think they were taken up into the mountain and disposed of. I don't know how, but he was getting rid of them permanently so that they and their illegitimate children could not show up later and cause trouble for the rich men. So that's my ghost story, and I hope you liked it. Like I said, I can't prove any of it, but probably not at all untrue.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.